to be in relationship to land. And with Ferry Creek, a lot of the communities, whether that is the community that is present at a blockade or indigenous communities that are surrounding the territory, it is actually quite, it's very high tension. It is a very politically strained situation where communities of loggers or communities of indigenous families that are stuck in mutual benefits agreements or revenue sharing agreements. And then we have indigenous community members and families like myself and my relations who are also showing up at these blockades and with settler people, specifically white settler people who have no concept or understanding of those complexities. It makes it an interesting, to say the very least, type of dynamic that you enter in. And so a community camp.
Katie, if we can, I want to bring in Noah Ross, who's an attorney representing many of the land defenders at Ferry Creek. Welcome to Democracy Now! Noah, I wanted to ask you, could you talk about the British Columbia Supreme Court injunction against the protesters on Vancouver Island? What powers does it grant the logging company involved here, Teal Jones Group?
Yes, hello. Thank you, Juan. And yeah, I'm honored to be on the show and to be on with you, Katie. So the injunction that was granted to Teal Jones, it prohibits blocking of logging activities within a large area of several hundred square kilometers in southern, what's now known as Southern Vancouver Island. It doesn't prohibit people from being there. It just prohibits blocking logging. So there have been, as Katie's been talking about, there's been hundreds or thousands of people have been trying to stop that logging from taking place. But it doesn't prohibit people from being there. So there's been a kind of ongoing battle waged on a variety of fronts between the RCMP, who have been trying to keep land defenders out of the area to try to quell resistance.
And what about the tactics used by the police and especially the Mounties in terms of the protesters?
Yeah, it's been hugely concerning from a legal perspective. There has been, like I said, people have the right to peacefully protest, and the police ostensibly should just be arresting people who are violating the injunction by blocking logging activities. But they've gone beyond that. There's been targeting of BIPOC Indigenous people, like in the video, the clip you showed of Katie. I think there's been many instances where people of color have been specifically targeted. Also, there's the RCMP have been using exclusion zones, which is something that was also used against Wet'suwet'en land defenders last year, and that's where they just block access on a logging road to sometimes hundreds of kilometers of further logging road and all the territory that's behind that. So people then need to hike around or face arrest for trying to walk through. There's been a lot of violence used against people that are defending, that are nonviolently attaching themselves to the road or to tripods with sleeping dragons. And
Noah, we're going to have to leave it there, but we will continue to cover this issue. Noah Ross, attorney for land defenders at Ferry Creek Blockade, and Katie George Jim, Indigenous land defender. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Stay safe.
Mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It is that time of this radio program being the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, we do a thing called the Mock. So if it's a Friday night, it's midnight. If it's Tuesday afternoon, it's 5 o'clock. But either way, you are getting a mock. Tonight's mocking is in tribute to, we are at National Leon Day. Yes, we are halfway to Christmas. Leon spelled backwards is Noel, so they've made it. Yeah, the kids out there have made it National Leon Day, so the mockster, I've decided I'm going to put Leon Russell under the mock light tonight. Before we get into the mock, though, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. Again, Attic Records is in Millvale, but you can call them up at 412-821-8484. So I mentioned I'm doing a Leon Russell mock, so let's put some Leon Russell in the background for all of us to enjoy while I talk about Mr. Russell. Now Leon Russell was actually born back in 1942, and he passed away at the age of 74 in 2016. And what's crazy is he was a member of that wrecking crew that I was talking about earlier. So that means he has played backup or has played on albums by, oh my God, a bazillion people, from Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Jan and Dean, the Beach Boys, the Byrds, Glenn Campbell, Eric Clapton. You want me to keep going? Okay. B.B. King, Bob Dylan, and the Flying Burrito Brothers. So I have curated a half dozen songs of his that I have decided will be the Leon Russell mock. Decided to start off this mock with an interesting one from an album that came out in 1976. The album's called Mad About the Boy, and it's a Stan Getz, but actually it's a Cybill Shepherd album. So this is Cybill Shepherd with Stan Getz. You can hear Stan right now in the background, doing one of Leon's bigger songs, a song called This Masquerade. It's a Leon Russell mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Cybill Shepherd, Stan Getz, This Masquerade.
Looking for words to say, searching but not finding, understanding anyway. We're lost in this mess. To say we're just too far apart from being close together from the start. We try to talk it over, of leaving disappear
places in my life and time. Sang a lot of songs and I made some bad rhymes. I acted out my love in stages. 10,000 people watching. Now we're alone and I am singing my song for you. I hoped your image of me is what I hoped it to be. I treated you unkind, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. So darling, won't you see right through me? When we're alone and I am singing my song for you. And you taught me precious secrets of a love and withholding nothing. You came out front when I was hiding. Now I am so much better if all my words don't come together. Listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in there hiding. I love you in a place where there's no space or time. I love you for my life, you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, think of when we were together. When we were alone and I was singing my song for you.
Thank you. sometimes I get impatient, but she cools me without words, and she comes so sweet and softly, my hummingbird. And have you heard that I thought my life had ended, but I find it's just begun, 'cause she gets me where I live, I'll give all I have to give. I'm talking about that hummingbird. Yeah.
She's little,
she loves me, too much for words to say when I see her in the morning sleeping.
Oh,
Stiff Little Fingers wrapping up a mock of Leon Russell with their version of his song, Love of the Common People, here on 83 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, it originally came out back in 1982 on a album of Stiff Little Fingers. Before that, how about from 1970, Joe Cocker went back to Mad Dogs and Englishmen. And the Englishman album from 1970, as I mentioned, with Give Peace a Chance. And I actually believe Leon Russell plays on that. But in my research, every song I played, Leon Russell was the first to release it, because he did write songs that other artists did. And I was like, you know what? I'm going into that Leon first did it. So it's technically a cover of a Leon Russell song. So even though he played on it, he wrote it, and Joe Cocker released it after Leon's version. Same year, just a day late. Oh, Bonnie Prince Billy in there, Hummingbird, from an EP that Bonnie Prince Billy put out back in 2012 for Record Store Day. And, well, the song Hummingbird. Yeah, it's a Hummingbird EP with the song Hummingbird. Glenn Campbell in there from 1972, another Wrecking Crew colleague of his from Glenn Travis Campbell album with My Cricket. Played kind of like Spitting from their 2006 album, The Thrill of the Hunt, with A Song for You, which I was like, you know, that version, I'm sorry, I really enjoyed that version better than, let's say, The Carpenters. Speaking of which, as I'm listening to my background music, I can now distinctly remember the Carpenters version of this song, too. But what song am I talking about? I'm talking about this Masquerade, which I had the Cybill Shepherd version with Stan Getz from a 1976 album of hers called Mad About the Boy. And that, my friend, wrapped up a Leon Russell mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Let's find my background music from before so that we can get back into music. Let's look at the clock. It's 24 and a half minutes past your hour. That means we've got, I don't know, half hour, 40 minutes, 45. I can't do math. So we've got until the top of the hour, and then I turn into dust. So let's turn off this background music and find the new background music and continue the radio program. There it is. That's my background music. And you're saying, Mockster, what is that background music? Because you know what? That sound is so much better than your voice, so I'd really like to know what you've been playing. It's actually the original soundtrack to Once Upon a Time in the West. I've been playing that in its entirety throughout the duration of the evening for you, because that's what I do. I also play requests if you ever want to hear something. I've been told, my manager told me, I'm going to tell you, literally a day ago, my manager said, you know what, Mockster, I might let you on Instagram. And I was like, really? Really? Why? Like, why now? And you know what she said? She said, because of all the great cat videos. She knows me way too well. You never know. That might be a way to reach out to me in the future, but right now it's not. The only way is to shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. That's wrctrequest@gmail.com. I did get an email from on that little email request line. And it said, Mockster, can you play something from the early 2000s? I'm really jonesing for some music from the early 2000s. Then I realized I don't remember what came out in the early 2000s, so I'll piece a few things together, and hopefully you like the songs, and if not, you can email me and tell me what you think. Speaking of the early 2000s, this came out in the late 2000s. It's the Gothies.
There's some irony required. There's some understanding desired. Read the instructions carefully. Assemble the parts, and that should be the man that I was meant to be. Not unstable, mentally, mentally. Follow the instructions carefully. The parts connect so easily. Build the relationship casually. You say it's not enough for you. There's some understanding desired. Read the instructions carefully. Reassemble the parts, and that should be the man that I was meant to be. the bone. Add someone else so you're not alone. Throw the switch that starts the heart. Then live together. Intentionally, intentionally.
straight at the foot of your love. I lift my shirt up. Stand up straight at the foot of your love. I lift my shirt up. I was carried to Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. Lay my head on the hood of your car, I take it too far. Lay my head on the hood of your car, I take it too far. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors I've fallen out from, everybody I know. I'm on a blood buzz. Yes, I am. I'm on a blood buzz. I'm on a blood buzz. God, I am, yeah, my mama, love, love. I was carried to Ohio in a swarm of bees. I never married, but Ohio don't remember me. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. I never thought about love when I thought about home. I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a blood buzz. Yes, I am. I'm on a blood buzz. I'm on a blood buzz. God, I am. I'm on a blood.
Brooklyn-based band, but the band members called Cincinnati home before that. We're talking about the National, wrapping up that set of music here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. I played the song Blood Buzz, Ohio. That actually came from a 2010 release, so yeah, it did not actually come out in the aughts, but I don't know, I really dig the song, so I figured, you know, it's my radio show, and no one requested it, so I guess I can freely play what I want to play. What else was in that set of music, though? How about from their debut album? Debut album was called, what, Turn on the Bright Lights, Interpol in there with a PDA. Also played some Franz Ferdinand with Take Me Out. And another song from the aughts, I should say. And it started the entire set with the Gothies, Some Irony Required, which for me, when that first came out and I was listening to it, I'm like, either these guys are all influenced by the same thing that the Interpols and all that of the world are influenced by, or they're ripping off things like Interpol and the National and all those bands. Maybe. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? Thing I do knows is that we've got 17 and a half minutes before they kick me off the airwaves. So just know that. Know that there is a light down at the end of the tunnel. Also know that if you're asking yourself, what's that curious noise? Well, you can find out by tuning into Noise Theory to find out and discover new and disruptive bands. It's Mondays at 3 with Liz Mayday, and it's right here on WRCT. I mentioned before going into the mock, I was listening to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Laurie. I was listening to his encore show because on Thursdays, I just get busy, and I'm sorry. That's why he has the encore show. So I was driving around listening to his show, and it was a good show, and he was talking about 10cc. He had a request for 10cc, and he was like, yeah, you know, they're really only known for their one song, The Things We Do For Love. And I was going to challenge him on that because it's not my favorite 10cc song. It's a great song, just not my favorite 10cc song. And then I realized, you know, they are really known for The Things We Do For Love. And they're also known for, you know, the song I'm Not In Love, which is my favorite 10cc song. Just so you know that. That is my favorite 10cc. Did you know that Graham Gouldman of 10cc wrote For Your Love for the Yardbirds? Did you know that? How crazy is that? Godly and Cream came out of 10cc, and they had that song Cry, and they made a bunch of music videos in the 80s and 90s. Yeah. Did you know that? Did you know that Red Red Meat was the very first band signed to Sub Pop Records out of Chicago? Did you know that? Did you know that Red Red Meat's covering I'm In Love right now?
He said, You can really get it on. You can really get it on.
I have a told ya.
You can really get it on. You can really.
Modest Mouse wrapping up that set of music from their Interstate 8 album with an all-night diner here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I was like, hey, should I play some Modest Mouse? You know, people are looking for, or person is looking for something from the aughts. And I was like, yeah, let me play some Modest Mouse. But you know what I figured out? The Modest Mouse I own is from the 90s. So I waited a set before I played that because that is indeed the only Modest Mouse album that I own. Before the Modest Mouse, that was All Night Diner. I don't know if I told you this already, but I'm just repeating myself. Some Smashing Pumpkins in there doing Glynnis. Yeah, I went back there for a couple reasons. One is I was really a fan of that early Smashing Pumpkins stuff. Two, always enjoyed that song. And then three, that song is actually written in tribute to Glynnis Johnson, who was a member of the band Red Red Meat. So I played some Red Red Meat before that. Glynnis unfortunately passed away, so they wrote that song for her. But let's get back to the song before that, which was Red Red Meat doing 10cc's I'm Not in Love. Probably my favorite 10cc song. I'm more than on record. I am on record with that. So I'm on record and more than on record telling you that that is my favorite 10cc song. And I'm just going to tell you one more bit of trivia. Just why not? I've got like a minute left in this program. Let's just kill some time by me telling you that in the mid-80s, 1986, there was a band called Boys Don't Cry, had a song called I Want to Be a Cowboy. And it sounded a little bit, and not just a little bit, it sounded like this.
I want to be a cowboy, and you can be my cowgirl.
Yeah, that was Boys Don't Cry with I Want to Be a Cowboy. So here's my story. I always thought they took their name from The Cure, Boys Don't Cry. That would only make sense to me, 1986, Boys Don't Cry, 1979, blah, blah, blah. But no, they actually took their name from the 10cc song, I'm Not in Love, where there's that segment where they whisper, Big Boys Don't Cry, Big Boys Don't Cry, Big Boys Don't Cry. Yeah, and that's where they took their name. See? The things you learn by listening to The Mockster, the things you're like, dude, why do you tell me those things? Because now it's stuck in my head. See, I tell you things that I know so that I can get them out of my head. Or actually, I normally tell people, you know what? I retain this useless trivia so you don't have to. Anyway, thanks for listening to my program. We'll do it again next week.
I'm a jazz warrior.
Listening to DJ Dr. Jazz PhD, hardcore. I'm thinking of changing my name because I recently got disbarred from the thing that allows doctors to be doctors.
Hardcore.
They took away my doctorate because I wasn't producing enough literature to my department's needs. I might have to become Dr. Jazz. hardcore. Hardcore, as in just Dr. Jazz without the PhD. I'm thinking something along the lines of Dr. Jazz Hardcore. Hardcore, Hardcore Dr. Jazz, or Dr. Hardcore Jazz, or just Jazz Hardcore Doctor. Some variation of those three words. You can listen to Full Boat Radar Range Tuesdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause. It is my show. Happens every Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. A retro promo there by Dr. Jazz, PhD, a little bit before my time at WRCT. I'm assuming he was on 15 years ago or so, maybe more. I'm not sure of the history behind that promo, but I'm here now, going up till 2 p.m. today. A couple things to tell you before I get into a featured album. During these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for organ transplants? Most of them are for kidneys. The good news is that MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that, linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants, and now you don't need to donate a kidney to save a life. Donate your boat, car, or real estate and get a great tax deduction while helping save lives. Visit MatchingDonors.com or call 800-385-0422. Okay, so as I said, I have a featured album I'm going to play this afternoon. It is The Fire Escape, Psychotic Reaction on GNP Crescendo, who also put out The Seeds. So not much information is known about this band. It sounds like a couple producers put studio musicians together to play songs that they liked and songs that a couple songs that they wrote. But the album is 80% covers of great garage songs and probably stuff that was mostly not being played on the radio. So I feel like a lot of good garage or unknown garage rock bands did that, where they played the songs that they loved and not too much original material, excepting, of course, for the Sonics and other bands that did play a lot of original material. Sean Bonniwell's Music Machine is a good example of a band playing almost all original material, and they do have a cover on this Fire Escape album of Talk Talk, a great proto-punk song before that term even existed. So next up, you're going to hear side A of the Fire Escape Psychotic Reaction. Starts with the song Psychotic Reaction, and then Talk Talk, Love Special Delivery, also known as LSD, The Trip, a Kim Folley cover, and 96 Tears, a question mark in the Mysterians cover. Here on WRCT Pittsburgh, Sean Watson, you're listening to A Minute Pause.
Psychotic reaction, and it feels like this.